Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. This week I want to talk about reducing side effects following radiation therapy. One of the problems with radiation is that the rectum is approximating the prostate, and therefore there is a risk for rectal toxicity. An idea that has been around for a number of years is to inject an absorbable material between that space, thereby separating the rectum and hopefully lowering side effects. A recent report by Mariotis and co-workers on an absorbable material that the FDA has approved found the following. In this study, about 220 patients were randomized to either receive the spacer prior to radiation or get a control group with no injection. The patients then received 79 gray of therapy by IMRT. The procedure was well tolerated. Patients did not have significant delays in their therapy. But the side effects at 3 months were not significantly different. They did notice that at 6 months, there was a greater decline in quality of life in the men not getting the injection. With an overall toxicity of greater than zero of 2% in the treated group, versus 7% in the control group. It's important to point out, however, that most of the patients in the control group had only grade 1 toxicity, with only one report, or 1.4% of patients, getting late grade 2 or greater. Now, one of the shortcomings of the trial is that it didn't look beyond 15 months, and other studies have suggested that late GI toxicity may not occur until at least 17 months, so we would like to see longer follow-up. Overall, although there is this improvement in quality of life with fewer patients having a decline in their quality of life parameters, the impact is relatively small. The cost, at least in Europe, was about $1,800. It'll have to be seen what that cost translates into the United States. So the question that we're going to end up with is, yes, there is an opportunity to lower quality of life impact in men getting radiation therapy, which is certainly desirable. The question becomes, is there enough benefit to justify the added cost? Perhaps we'll be able to find ways to identify those men most likely to benefit, thereby shifting the equation. But although the FDA has approved this, it is unclear at this time whether all men should be offered, or at least all men should be treated with this. Certainly the discussion needs to take place. But the benefit is small, and preventing or reducing grade 1 toxicity has little impact on overall benefit for patients. So for now, it is a new opportunity to help patients lower some of the side effects from radiation. And the question is whether or not the benefit is enough to justify doing it routinely. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.